The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
Hello, everybody.
Good stuff.
That popped up. There's something with that was off the Jazz Singer soundtrack from the movie, which apparently Neil Diamond was really good in. And it's a movie I've never seen. And it's got a lot to do with the Jewish faith, which I know absolutely nothing about. But it had a couple of good songs in there. And guy sold 130 million records. You must know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how many times have you and I heard, "You don't bring me flowers"?
Among the other things we suck at.
And Neil Diamond.
That's right. Well, folks, this is the last bad day. 6 below downtown. I had 14 below at the house. And then start tomorrow. We're in the 40s for at least a week, probably longer. Shout out to the people that plow our roads, working around the clock to make this not even seem like we got a storm. It's slick in spots, but got all the snow knocked down, intersections sanded, de-iced, all that kind of stuff, so the driving is just fine.
Good weather coming, though.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't be happier about the weather coming while we're on our Flakes trip. We leave next week, by the way, so next Wednesday will be our last day, but I'm glad because makes it easier for John while I'm gone to take care of stuff. And plus, if I have any surprise calves or anything like that, again, it's, you know, 40 degrees. It could be 40 degrees the whole time we're gone. Perfect.
Looking through the station Facebook page this morning, I would like to see if I get comments on my article, and somebody put one on there. 15 people were hospitalized at that Kansas City Chiefs game because of the cold.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You couldn't live where we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, I told you the story that day. It was 44 below, and I went down, and I grabbed that wrench.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was bad.
That's why I don't grab wrenches. I don't want to take the chance.
Yeah. Well, you're used to grabbing cold things. Your hand is more used to cold things than my hand is.
Cylindrical, yes, I know.
You know, metal on skin. Once it's blue, you know it's right.
I can save the city a lot of time in meetings here. After several shootings and an upsurge in violence around Billings, more than 24 state and local leaders gathered this week to look into ways to curb crime. Billings City Council brought together a group to focus on law enforcement, criminal justice, and the jail, and the discussion continued into Tuesday, centering on ways to prevent crime. Bigger jail.
That's it.
Bigger jail will solve all your problems.
They keep capturing everybody, and they have to turn them out.
Right. Even guys that have shot guys, they let out because mm-hmm. the jail is full. Now, the problem you're going to have is people are not going to want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And everybody's taxes just increased during this last period because they just told me my house was worth 22% more than it was last year, so my taxes went up accordingly. And like you always talk about, it's not a taxing problem. It's not an income problem. It's a spending problem. Get yourself a couple of regular accountants to go through the city coffers and the county coffers. I bet we could find enough things to cut to pay for a nice new jail that would hold all the people we need.
24% of people in the county have considered suicide. I don't know if I believe that or not. So, you know, that means probably around 40,000 people considered suicide.
That seems high to me.
Yeah, because I think our county population is around 150, 160. Okay. So 43% have been negatively impacted by substance misuse. Well, then thank God we okayed pot shops all over.
Mm-hmm.
That helped. Okay. Talked about strategies to prevent or reduce harm for those who have experienced abuse, neglect, or struggling with poverty, domestic violence, and addiction. Well, addiction could be one of the explanations behind the poverty.
Yeah.
And there's two things that make poverty easier, and that is socialism and big government.
Yeah.
That makes poverty easier because we just drag you along. We just dangle those carrots in front of you and give you enough to survive to where it won't make any change in your lifestyle or what you do, and mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, where's this continued A4? Let me go to A4 here, folks. Several ways to strengthen economic and workplace, promote social norms, protect against violence, teach healthy relationship skills, increase early education, and quality child care. This is all government, see?
Yes, it is.
These are the answers to our problems, folks, are all government. It's all the answer, according to these people, to all these problems is some type of social program and government.
Yeah.
How about individual with liberty and justice for all? How about that one? There has never been a better opportunity to get a job, increase your income, all that, than there is now.
Heck, a lot of companies paying signing bonuses if you'll just stay for 6 months.
How come none of these people, they all talk, here's the answer, social programs, more government intervention, quality child care, important to help people who feel isolated and alone, they don't turn to drugs or alcohol, all of our kids are in danger, our kids can make a bad choice at any moment. So here's the answer, folks. The answer is more social program, more government, more money, obviously. Which means more government officials, more people, that kind of stuff. How come not one person? Mayor Bill Cole was there, so you can imagine what that was like. What about the breakdown of the American family and our moral fabric of this country?
Yeah.
How about that one? You want to go back and look? Look at the 50s. Look at Leave It to Beaver. Look at that family. That's the way all families were. What about that? What about that breakdown? You talk about isolation, kids alone, the breakdown of the American family and our moral guidance that we now have. Look at the acceptance we have in society with drugs and alcohol. We got pot shops everywhere.
We do.
Get high this weekend. Look what we've done with gender. Look at those kind of things. All these things, in my opinion, contribute. Billings Public School focusing on character development. High schools are partnering with an organization to bring programs in to help young people build core values and learn to respect themselves. That should have been taught by their parents.
Exactly right.
This is where the breakdown is, folks. The American family. Oak Ridge Boys had a song called The American Family.
Look at you go with the music. Oh, attaboy.
Well, it's my life.
I know.
Garcia pointed to a recent issue with students no longer being allowed in McDonald's. It's an embarrassment, he said. Goes back to how we're raising our children. Thank you, Dr. Garcia.
That's right.
See, I know what that is. I mean, it's good to hear him say it after I just said it. I didn't know that was in the article, but I just got to it, and he's absolutely right.
If your folks or my folks found out we were the kids tearing up the bathroom at McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He said they need to know what's expected of them and are responsible for their actions. Garcia continued, Dr. Garcia, you can help change that by doing this. Academic achievement levels before we move them through our system.
The way it used to be.
That's right. You can't push a kid out who has not done any work, reads at a third grade level. We've moved him through. He's 18. We get him out of the school. He is not ready, or she is not ready for what society will bring or to function at an adult level. They're not ready yet, but we move them through. He said, when I hear we have to be strong with our kids misbehaving, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Make an example, because everybody needs to know by that example that this is unacceptable. Absolutely.
That's right.
So these guys have to be put in jail. Otherwise, when they get out, all their other drug-induced crime-ridden buddies all know that if they do it, they're going to get out anyway.
That's right.
Make an example. Several leaders and members of the public spoke about the need for affordable housing. Affordable housing. That you can get affordable housing. Everything's affordable if you earn enough money.
Mm-hmm.
See, once again, we go backwards. We keep going back. Socialism and government. Get involved. Build affordable. See, that's not the answer. Being subsistent in society, that's the answer. Strong family values. Discipline. That's also another one that we need. Affordable housing. If you can't afford the housing, if you can't afford something, what do you do? Well, now we have trained and brainwashed people over the last 30 years. You wait for government to get involved and lower the cost of housing rather than you taking responsibility, going out and making sure you have enough money to have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
A man who didn't give his name but said he's currently homeless described the struggles he and others face trying to survive on the streets with sub-zero temperatures. This town has a lot of hatred and a lot of resentment for homeless people. Well, how come we have so many people who are not homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look at that? Let's look at the people who are not homeless and look at the people who are homeless. Now, how were all those people who have a home able to do it? Okay, there's your answer. There's your answer. Catherine Carter, retired pastor and medical professional, said having a 24-hour year-round shelter that's accessible to everyone is important to the health and safety of the entire community. That doesn't get them a home.
No.
That doesn't get them off the street, and it doesn't get them a job. It doesn't get them off drugs, and it doesn't give them a home.
No.
Also, you know what that does? It gives them a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them a place to stay when the weather gets cold. Mm-hmm. Then they go right back out.
Because they're not taking the money they saved and going out and putting it down for rent.
Right. The guys on the corner that hold the signs, they're not buying deodorant with that money you're giving them. All right?
That's right.
It takes something from our spirit. It takes something from our ethics, our morals, when we refuse to provide that kind of shelter on a regular basis, she said. Once again, we got to provide. They have the opportunity to provide it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No. Social programs, big government. People who are unhoused are citizens just like you and me. No, they're not. They're not like you and me.
No.
We have a home. We have a full-time job. We pick up extra hours. We don't do drugs. We don't consume all of our money that we get from these social programs for all these vices that they have.
We pay tax.
We pay tax. And you know, if you dig deep, well, people hate this when I talk about this stuff. But, I mean, I know they do, because you're preaching and blah, you don't know what it's like and all this kind of stuff. I know what works.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I know what works. And I know what doesn't. I've seen that way, and I've seen the other way. And I know the other way works. Let me talk to one of these people who talk there about their homelessness and they don't have shelter. And let's find out. Let's find out where it started. All right. First of all, who were your parents? Well, I don't know who my dad was.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. You've already hit the nail on the head. You went way back. You've already started with that. But we don't start, folks. We don't try to fix where these problems originated or where they start. We try to fix the problem once they get to a certain level of dependency, of hopelessness, of despair. Then we get involved and we try to fix the problem on that end.
Good point.
That's the wrong end to fix the problem on. Folks, did you ever in your lifetime, say you are 40 years old or above, have you ever in your lifetime heard of a major, major franchise closing off their business, a fast food place, because the kids were so unruly and destructive that you couldn't have them in there anymore? Do you ever recall that?
No.
I never recall that. I came from Cincinnati. I came out here in 1978. For a summer, I worked, went back, did this and that at college, blah, blah, came back. We had rough neighborhoods back there.
Mm-hmm.
Rough ones. Neighborhoods like you don't even know out here. And I don't even recall then when they would go in, trash restaurants, and they issued memorandums to schools. Your students are no longer welcome in this restaurant. Never. We do it now, though. Why? Let's pick those kids up and let's interview each one of those kids and let's ask them about their home life, their grades, their discipline, their curfew. Are they working on the weekends? Who they're hanging out with? What do they want to be when they get out of high school? What church do they go to? All of that kind of stuff. Let's ask all of those kids that question and let's see what their answers are. That's where your problem is.
Yeah.
Right there. Have you ever smoked pot before? All those kind of things. Ask them. Find out that. Nope. No. That's not fair. You can't be judgmental on these kids. What we need to do is make sure once they get to that level of hopelessness or get to that level of despair or that level of hardly having a chance of being able to correct their already deeply embedded values, morals, and everything. Once we get to that level, at the other end, it's too late. In the words of Carole King. I'm going to use a lot of song stuff, folks. That was my, New Year's resolution.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
It's too late. And so what do? We have this big meeting. Everybody's trying to figure out, okay, what do we do once they get to that point? You got to correct it before they get to that point. Who are their parents? Let's look at their parents. What are their values? How hard do they work? What kind of discipline do they instill upon their children? Do they have parents? Why not? What do their parents do for a living? Have they had any problems in the past? Mental problems, addiction problems, those kind of things. Okay, we're getting to the point of the problem here. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem isn't housing's too expensive and we don't have a warming shelter when it gets cold. That's not gonna fix the problem. No. Hell, Wilson, if I farmed like that... I'd be broke on my ass.
Yeah.
And then, because like I always tell you, research can't be just your side.
Right.
Research has to be everything. So then you get all the people who have done it right. And you ask them, what did you do? Were your kids allowed to do meth, smoke cigarettes, vape? Were they allowed to get D's and F's and just move on as long as they stayed out of your hair? Did you not know they were able to go places on the weekends with their friends and you had no idea? Were you married when you had your kids? Was it just you're just a sperm donor and you took off in their life? What church did you go to with your children? Why don't we ask the people that all did it right and find out and then compare all the stuff where they did it right and all the stuff where it went wrong, and there's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's your answer. You have so much power as an individual in this country, more than any others. And look how America is changing and changing for the worst. If you don't like your ding-a-ling, cut it off. Throw it down the disposal and do something else. The most important thing, we've got to have drag queens read to our children. Then give me the example of where drag queens reading will improve our vocabulary and our reading proficiency levels in schools, but having a priest read to them won't. Give me that science. See, you people, sometimes the answer to all these problems, Wilson, because I know they were the answer to mine and yours too, is a mirror.
Yeah.
Is a mirror.
God, you're really on your high horse today. You're better than everybody else. You're such an a-hole. Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah, well, that I don't care. You do whatever you want. You call me whatever you want.
Yeah.
I know the way that those people were doing it. I know the way that I had to do it, and my way worked.
I had affordable housing.
Yes, he did.
I had four roommates.
Yeah. You also had an apartment down at the B&B, biggest slum dumpy, rat-infested, bug-infested building in town.
Do what you gotta do.
That's right. But you were paying the rent.
Yeah.
And you had a partner chewing your ass 24 hours a day to straighten up and get your crap together. Once again, too, everybody always talks about how important education is. And it is. It's so important. So why don't you enforce those principles? Why? If you know it's so important, why don't you? And look, you can't leave here until you can do math and you can read. Nope, not going to touch that either. What we need, if you read this article, is we need more social programs and more government to get involved to fix all of the individuals' problems that were brought on by their own actions, their own doing, or their parents' doing, or something, rather than fixing that part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If your grass, folks, let me give you an analogy. During the middle of the summer, here's a perfect example. During the middle of the summer, if you look at your yard and your grass is starting to burn up, what we need is we need a new program or a new government agency to develop a type of grass that is so drought resistant that it will constantly stay green all year long. Or you can go out there with a hose and you can water it.
Mm-hmm.
We know water works.
Yeah.
We know that would work. I like Dr. Garcia, and he's absolutely right. These families, these breakdowns, I mean, it's awful. It's awful what's going on. Lazy parents. Lazy parents. Lazy parents. Don't care. Get out of my hair. I got my trophy now. That's all I care about. Stay busy. I'm not helping you with that. I need this. Wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. You bring that child into the world every given moment until that child is on their own and can make it is your responsibility. You have to suffer. You have to endure the pain. You decided to bring that child into the world. You have a responsibility to take care of it, raise it, give it the tools he or she needs properly to become a young, productive citizen. Those responsibilities go to the parent. The school's responsibilities are supposed to teach them how to read and write, perform math, learn our nation's history, not teach you about cutting your dangling off, changing your genders, diversity, equity, inclusion. That's not their responsibility. All these problems all weigh in on all this stuff that we're having. And once again, so we can move on to something else here, because I didn't really even expect this today. But until we get back to that, it's a Band-Aid. Everything's a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And Band-Aids fall off. We've all had Band-Aids. They all fall off.
You're right. It doesn't fix the problem.
No. It falls off.
It pushes it back farther,
that's right. You get a cut on your leg and it's bleeding a lot, put a Band-Aid on it. What's that do? It prevents the blood from getting into your clothes, but it ain't going to stop the bleeding until you get stitches in it. It ain't going to do it. It's a Band-Aid. Same with all this. Let me talk to one of them. I'll find out where the root of the problem is. I'll talk to a homeless guy and ask him, where did this problem start? How long you been on this street? Why were you on this street? Didn't your mother care that you were out all night? Why? My mother was drug induced. Oh, well, we've already hit the nail on the head with that problem, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, not everybody can come from a... Well, why not? Why not? 50 years ago, almost everybody did. Came from great families, great homes. Never had problems. We do now. And look, there is a certain percentage of people in this country who have some serious mental issues beyond their control.
Right.
It's the nature of the animal. There's people in this country who are truly disabled. Not the ones that just go down to the courthouse and get the freaking wheelchair sticker so they can park closer.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. I'm not talking about that bunch. Veterans in the country, lost limbs, things like that. We have an inherent obligation to take care of those people. Wow. By the way, it's easy for you to say, or what are you going to do about it? Well, we try to do a lot of things about it here. We have for the last 36 years. In fact, we have a major, major announcement coming up next Wednesday. We'll probably do it during our email segment, right before Mark and I go on the Flakes trip. Yeah, we wanted to do it right at that point. So we want you to make sure, and we know a lot of you can't listen, but we got a big announcement coming up next Wednesday. All right? And some of you will like it, some of you won't, but Well, I'm not going to give you any more clues about it, but it's a major announcement. Has a lot to do with the future of this town and things like that. So next Wednesday, all right? Next Wednesday. See, Japan's launching a module. They're going to try to land on the moon. They're doing that today. And they picked a target on the moon. For those of you north of town, that's not a big retail center. They picked a target on the moon, and their goal is to have it land within like 370 feet of their target.
Oh, so it's kind of like how I golf.
Mark, exactly. Great analogy. That's awesome.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Yep, kind of like how you golf. They hope for the landing sometime early tomorrow. They're trying to hit a very small target. They want to investigate the moon. The vehicle's about the size of a passenger vehicle. Pinpoint landing. This new technology will promise far greater control than any previous moon landing. Previous probes have used landing zones that are 10 kilometers wide. They're trying to hit a target within 100 meters. 39 inches in a meter. You folks can do the math if you want to. It would make Japan the fifth country ever to land a spacecraft on the moon. There's only been four that's been able to do it. United States, Russia, China, and India. India wanted to become the first one to put a convenience store on the moon. China wanted to put a fireworks factory up there. Russia wanted to put a nuclear missile site on there. This vehicle is equipped with a pad to cushion the impact. It's going to aim to land near the Scioli crater. It's an area covered in volcanic rock. This comes 10 days after a mission we had from the U.S. and a private company. It failed when they had a fuel leak and they couldn't land up there, and it destroyed itself coming back into the atmosphere. This is named a Moon Sniper. It was launched on a Mitsubishi H-2A rocket. It'll help Japan regain confidence in their space technology program. This program has had a track record with difficult landings. This vehicle is carrying two autonomous probes, a lunar excursion vehicle, Levi 1 and Levi 2, which will be released just before landing. The one's equipped with an antenna and a camera. It will record the other one as it rolls over the terrain. Japan will broadcast it, live stream it, the landing. Space fans will be able to watch it at a huge campus southwest of Tokyo. But big day for space program over there in Japan.
Hmm.
You often wondered how they pick the sites to land up there anyway, because some are just wherever it ends up, they just land. It could be in a crater.
Just hit the moon. That's
right,
all we care about.
Right, you know. If they see a Pro V1 up there, I know whose it is.
It's a Callaway Supersoft.
Oh, sorry. Callaway's. I thought you had Pro V1s.
No.
You got away from those?
No, I'm not good enough to play them.
Oh, aren't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a harder ball, and it's good if you can shape your shots and do that kind of stuff, but I can't.
Yeah, you're not worried about that. Just get another one of these in the cart, please. Arnold Schwarzenegger stopped by customs in Munich because he had a luxury watch on that they had to check. We went over that at the Flakes Trip meeting, folks, about what to and what to not carry through customs. So you know, you're not stopped. Everybody knows about the liquid capacities, or some do, some don't. And if they exceed the amount, they take them.
Mm-hmm.
They take them. And sorry, you can't have it. But, 12 below at the ranch this morning when I left again. So I'll be glad when we get out of that. And that's going to get better now. You guys that are cabin, I feel for you. Last week has been very difficult, and I hope you're able to struggle through it and save everything you could. I know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. Yeah, okay. I know what it's like. I know what that's like, too. And they had a pretty damning report come out yesterday about the shooting down in Uvalde, Texas. And failures by the agencies involved down there. The Justice Department investigated. Police who responded to the school shooting demonstrated no urgency when they set up a command post and failed to treat the killing as an active shooter situation. Cascading failures. Talked about the police response, vast array of problems, failed communication and leadership, inadequate technology and training contributed to the crisis. Had law enforcement agencies follow generally accepted practices in an active shooter situation and gone right after the shooter, they said lives probably would have been saved. They have better training now with law enforcement. So law enforcement is updated, all their training on this kind of stuff. But that must have been very difficult for the families involved to listen to these reports.
Oh, geez.
State agencies, they said, failed to coordinate, leading to inaccurate and incomplete information. The law enforcement response there was massive. 380 personnel from 24 different local, county, state, and federal agencies.
Wow.
The gunman was killed 77 minutes after the police arrived at the scene. A tactical team finally went in the classroom, took him out. They thought it was a barricade shooter incident. It was not. They said the shooter never even considered to be a barricaded subject. Joe Biden said, the report identified multiple points of failure that hold lessons for the future. The city of Uvalde, they requested that investigation anyway. They played some of the 911 recording. I don't know why they would do that in front of those parents. One teachers were killed there. They just didn't go in. We talked to our own police chief here. We talked to Police Chief St. John about it and the training and stuff that they get now and their directive. You go in immediately, no matter what the carnage, no matter what you run past, no matter what. If there are victims lying there, they're injured, they need attention, you run right by them, and you eliminate the threat immediately. That's it. That's the training.
Yeah.
That's what they... You imagine what set you got to have to be able to do that, folks? And look at how this country has treated policemen. You folks have a big enough set to do that? Because all these people that badmouth them, but they don't.
No.
They're the ones running. They run away. Policemen run towards it. And that's the training now. That's the training. Thank God we got them. And once again, look at the individual who does it. Why has that become a fad, a thing to do? Where did that come from? Where did that originate from? Let's look at the family of that young shooter, usually between the ages of 18 and 24. Let's look at their background, their life, how they were raised. Let's see what happened there to make that switch flip. You think there's solid family, deep morals and values, discipline, work ethic, faith? You think that's all instilled in that person that does that? No, we never look at those problems though. The problem is, America has the freedom to own firearms.
That's right.
See? Once again, the breakdown and destruction of our moral fabric in America and the American family is the root to 90% of all of these problems.
You're right.
No doubt about it, and how we have changed all of that. That's the answer. That's how we got to fix it. Yeah, well, look, here we go. All these people complaining about no affordable housing. State of Montana offering bonuses to attract more workers. Bonuses to attract more workers. There's your answer, too, for affordable housing. The dollars are out there to be earned.
That's right.
There's no doubt about that, folks. Well, we better get rolling here, Wilson. We got a lot of stuff to do today.
Okay.
Got a big weekend coming up here. Get regrouped, get caught up, get ready for the trip. And you got somebody to watch your sleeping bag for you while you're gone. All that. Neighbors, keep an eye on that. Cottie will take care of it.
She will.
You'll get back. Your house will be clean. Laundry will be done. It's criminy.
I live on Austin Street.
Yes, you do.
6:15.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.